Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Richard Hooker, the author of Shoestring Venture, The Startup Bible. It's available at shoestringventure.com, also wherever books are sold, sometimes where they're stolen, right, Richard?
Yes, that's right.
Hey, Richard.
Steal yours today.
Right. Yeah, get your stolen product right off the press. So,
you got it.
What about your own company? Is there another website you want to give us?
Yeah, it's sdmadvisorygrp.com.
SDN Advisory GRP
for M as in Mary.
Yeah. Say it again.
SBM as in Mary.
Oh, SBM. Yeah.
Advisory Group GRP.com.
Okay. Check it out, folks. Richard, you were telling us about two different kinds of decisions. Say those again.
Core decisions
and.
And FAT decisions.
FAT. F-A-T decisions.
FAT decisions. A core decision really asks the question, what is at the core of my business, and what is at the core of what I'm trying to do with this decision?
Right.
The problem with decisions is that you make a lot of peripheral decisions. I need to hire a PR firm. All right. and you get inundated by information about what PR is and how to hire a PR firm.
Right.
But the core decision is, A, I need to sell product, and I need to watch my costs. And B, what is the core of what makes a good PR firm? And when you look into it, when you do the research, you say, well, a PR firm is not about writing press releases. A PR firm is not about doing strategy. A PR firm is about sales. That what good PR people do is they go out and they sell your story to the media. So you're looking for more or less the same qualities in a PR firm that you would in a salesperson.
Mm-hmm.
Is this person going to kick butt? Is this person going to go out there and hit the phones every day? Any PR firm that comes to you and says, hey, well, you will write a press release and
right.
do a strategy. And well, what about the hitting the phone?
I'm looking for a PR firm that gets excited about my business as I am about my business.
That's right. And the other is that to make a core decision about PR, are these people willing to be paid like a salesperson?
Mm-hmm.
Are they willing to be paid for performance?
Right.
If they want a whole lot of money and they give you promises for that money, you have made the wrong kind of
decision. If you find a PR firm like that, let me know. All right, so how do we apply that to other things, other decisions, the fact base and the core decisions to other things?
Well, the first part of a core decision is defining what the fundamentals of your business is. The fundamentals of your business always have to inform every peripheral
decision. Would a core decision be, okay, I'm in this business and this is what we do, this is my competencies, and mm-hmm. those are the only things that I'm going to spend my time on. Anything that's not customer connected, it's supporting of all that. Anything that's not customer connected that supports it, I actually am going to let somebody else do. I'm going to find a contractor to do that. Would that be a core decision?
Well, that would be a core decision in that you are spending your time focusing on the fundamentals of the business.
Right.
But now you've got a decision to make. Who do I hire?
Right. And is that a core decision or a fact decision? Who do I hire?
The decision, who do I hire, is a decision you're always going to have, whether you mm-hmm. make the right decision or not.
Mm-hmm.
Making a core decision is about making that decision correctly. So that's a good question. How do you hire somebody? Well, you go back to, what is the core of my business? What do I need to do? What are the fundamentals right now I need to do to hire that, in hiring that person? Watching my costs and making sure that person contributes to the bottom line of this particular business. And then within that particular area, and hiring a PR firm was a good example,
mm-hmm.
in that that's exactly the kind of thing we're talking about. Going out there and hiring somebody else to do something for you, the other part of the core decision is fundamentally, what are you doing when you're hiring that person? Because, or fundamentally, what are you doing when you are going out and getting web hosting? What is the fundamental? This is what we do in our Shoestring Venture book, because you know it's encyclopedic. So right. The only thing we can do is say, well, fundamentally, these are the issues you need to consider to make a decision. These are the things you need to know about web hosting, or these are the things you need to know about going out and hiring a contractor on Craigslist. Make the decision around these core fundamentals, and you will do a good job.
Richard,
people
thank you.
Don't make.
Thank you for being here. I got to wrap it up. Thanks. The book is called Shoestring Venture, folks. The Startup Bible. You got to have a copy of this on your desk, not on your bookshelf. Thanks, Richard, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Richard Hooker. He'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.